Dr. Pinsky dictating amount of ME on January 14 regarding Ronald Dziminski, D-Z-I-M-I-N-S-K-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Dziminski as described in the reports above. Prepared my 3-1-17 report pertains to the current subject event of 5-2-16 period. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Mr. Dziminski is now a 56-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee when he fell out of a window. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery in 2020, most recently. Period. He's completed his course of active treatment. Period. Per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 10/22/18 to be inserted here. Period. He then applied for a reopener. Period. New paragraph. He participated in a televisit with Dr. Schnell, S-C-H-N-E-L-L, on 5/19/20 regarding his left medial knee pain. Period. He had an arthroscopy done many years ago with a work-related injury. One, he was a fireman. Period. He was having increasing pain and locking symptoms, as well as nighttime pain. Period. He had no injections. Period. He had no numbness or tingling. Period. Dr. Schnell diagnosed unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. Period. He recommended coming into the office for x-rays and most likely an intra-articular cortisone injection. Period. 7/2/20, Dr. Schnell wrote correspondence relating his knee pain to possibly the workers' compensation injury in the past. Pretty recommended reviewing the previous operative report. Period. On 9/23/20, he underwent a left knee MRI to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Schnell reviewed these results on 10/7/20. Period. He recommended seeing Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E, for arthroscopic surgery with meniscectomy versus repair. Period. He could continue working full duty. Period. Paragraph, Mr. Dziminski was then seen by Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E, on 10/9/20, period. He related already trying a cortisone injection and physical therapy over 5 months. Period, he was having pain, clicking, popping, and swelling of the knee, period. Dr. Conte recommended surgical intervention. Period, surgery was completed on 12/3/20 to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively through 11/20/20 when he was actually seen by Dr. Abraham. Period. The complaint at that point was a left knee mass. Period. Scratch that. This is the wrong patient. The last progress note provided from Dr. Conte is dated 10/9/20. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers, he had an equivocally positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 5/2/16. Ronald Dziminski reportedly injured his left knee at work, as marked in my prior reports. Period. Since seen here in 2017, he received an order approving settlement on 10-22-18. Grady then reopened his case in 2020. Period. He returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Schnell on 5-19-20. Period. A repeat MRI of the left knee was done on 9-23-20 to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 12-3-20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. He had full range of motion at the left knee with an equivocally positive McMurray's maneuver. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion with no weakness, atrophy, swelling, or crepitus. Period. New paragraph, I will now increase my prior assessment of permanency by 2.0% unrelated to the subject event. Period. This increase is ascribable to underlying degenerative joint disease. Period. End.